Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Bethy Hungerford, and you're listening to Friends with Recipes, the podcast featuring your favorite people and their favorite recipes. Today's episode brought us just up the road from my house to the South London neighborhood of Peckham, which is the home of today's guest, Clemmy Telford. Clemmy is a creative consultant and busy mother of three. She is also known for her funny and candid Instagram account and her fascinating blog, Mother of All Lists. When I arrived to her house, Clemmy's husband Ben, who is currently on shared parental leave, was hanging out nearby with their baby Greta. You will hear Ben occasionally join in on our conversation, even though he didn't have a mic. I've left it in because I thought our conversations were interesting, so I hope you don't mind. Also, I would like to admit before the episode begins that yes, as Clemmy mentions in our chat, I was extremely hungover the morning of our chat. My friend Ross of the podcast Straight Talk with Ross and RuPaul's Drag Race was visiting from LA, and it was our last night together before he flew home. Well, that's my excuse anyway. Okay, here's Clemmy. Okay. So,
hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. We're in beautiful Peckham.
Yep.
I drove down, but is it Bellenden?
Have you not been down there before?
No, I had, but I hadn't like
been
down there recently and gone, oh, this is right up the road from my house.
Yes, you need to go there.
It's so cute. Mm. And the, what is that grocery store?
The general store.
General store.
Where you spend £20 on a tomato.
Yeah.
I think they do a game in their head where they go, how much can we charge?
Like, how much can we get away
yeah,
with?
Yeah, and I think... Yeah. And actually, the normal-looking greengrocer next door called the Village Grocer is really good as well.
Is it? Mm. And there was something else that we
passed... It's a nice clothes shop.
No. In the car. Yeah, they're clothes shops and, like, was there a bakery and...
Yep, yeah. Cafe. It's very good.
Yeah, it's really cute. So that's where we are. We're here in Peckham.
Yep.
And what are you cooking for us?
I am cooking something that I used to cook all the time. You know how you have... recipes that are like your become your norm and then they drop off for some reason.
Yeah, just get out of the habit.
Salmon with edamame and kale and a ginger sesame
sauce,
something or another. Yeah,
amazing. Where did you find that, or did you make it up?
The way I tend to cook is I have an idea of what I want in my head, and then I'll read tons of recipes and try and.
That's what I do.
Mash them together.
Yeah,
basically try and, because you're always missing a ingredient, aren't you? So you have to. Patchwork stuff together.
Or you pull it out of the fridge and it's rotten.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
So it's kind of a bit, and I'm a slapdash cooker.
Okay.
So I don't really measure, do a lot of guesswork.
All right.
Well, let's hope it works.
Let's get in. Okay, so you've got some, you've got everything out. Look at
you. I started to do the blue pita thing, and then so ginger, don't need that much sesame. I can't remember, sesame oil somewhere.
You've got Scottish salmon fillets, or you call them fillets.
Would you really call it a fillet?
Yeah, in America, you'd call it a fillet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, no, I do not call it a fillet. I call it a fillet.
I know, which is a surprise to me, because you guys are closer to places that would actually call it fillet than Americans are, but we would say.
But there's no accent on there, so why would you?
Because if you're saying it in French,
yeah,
it would be filet.
Filet.
No.
Right?
You can't, how often
just,
do you,
you can't see it, but okay. I'm just going to do my favourite ever hack that I learned from one of those recipe books.
I love this. Tell us what you're going
to
do.
So I need to peel the ginger, and the best way to do it is with a teaspoon, and then you just scrape it on the skin, and it Miraculous, isn't it?
I love that. I learned that from Jamie Oliver.
Well, did you? I learned it from one of those recipe books. Boxes. Gusto.
Probably where Jamie learned it.
Yeah, come on, Jamie. Cough up. It's really good. I've actually done way too much ginger here, but never mind. It's good for all of us. I think Bethy's had a heavy weekend, so maybe maybe the ginger will help you.
Well, it's good for your tummy. It gives you...
Yeah, you feel like you're doing this everything.
It helps you with digestion.
Okay.
And maybe with a hangover, we're going to find out.
Are you hungover on a Monday?
We don't need to talk about it.
Moving on, that's not professional.
Moving on.
I think you're meant to grate the ginger, but I'm just...
Do you know I've never actually grated ginger?
Did you just do a really fine chop it? Yes, exactly what I'm going to do.
Because you need a special ginger grater.
Oh, do you? So I usually normally use a cheese grater and it's not doesn't really work out very well.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I think you're not supposed to do that. But hey, if it works, it works. Well, and that's something that people always say to me, like, they'll say, oh, I'm so embarrassed I use...
this for this.
Yeah, I use jarred garlic, or I'm so embarrassed I use...
No, do what works.
...rice in a bag and...
Oh, no. Microwave rice is the single best thing that has happened to me.
Yes. So, Sarah Archard, do you know? Yeah. So, I was at her house one time, and she was using rice in a bag. I had never seen it before.
It's a game changer.
No, absolutely.
Because I basically would put off eating rice because I couldn't be bothered to cook it.
Yes. Or I would find that I would get to the end of cooking dinner... Be like, okay, everybody, come to the table, dinner's ready.
And then the rice not be cooked.
And then there's no rice.
Yeah, exactly. But not anymore. My kids actually really like rice, so it's...
Do they? Do your kids eat well?
No. My eldest Bertie is relatively fussy, but I think that's just in line with all kids. He prefers beige food. They eat enough vegetables to make me not lose sleep over it. But not he. Do you know what he is? He's a man of routine, so he likes the same things over and over again.
So he wants to eat. He would be happy eating the same thing.
Yeah,
for dinner.
He's got a rotation of food.
What is it? What's on his rotation?
His favorite food in the world is anything with cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Man after my own heart.
Yeah.
Except I'm super lactose intolerant.
I chopped the ginger. I've now added sesame oil to it.
So that's kind of a rough chop.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
What
not
you'll
minced.
Notice is that my approach to things is rough. I'm going to add.
And then you just drizzled some sesame oil.
Yeah, guessed. I guessed at that.
Guesstimation.
Yeah, I'm now adding soy to that.
Soy sauce.
And I'm going to add it for a little bit more depth. I'm going to add some mirin as well. Again, making this.
And that's just rice vinegar, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that what mirin is?
I think so.
Yeah, you're right, it is.
Do you know what I like that on is popcorn?
Really?
If you do air popped popcorn or just popcorn, however you make
we
it.
Do popcorn a lot.
And then some white
that's
rice vinegar.
That's a dog you can hear.
Oh, yeah. What's the dog's name?
He's called Derek and he's a wire head sausage dog.
Wild hair?
Wired hair.
Oh,
wired hair.
And wild hair.
Derek is depressed with his life because of all the children.
Oh, poor guy. Because you've got three.
Yeah, so every time he kind of gets over it...
Then you have another.
Then we have another, but now we're going to plateau and things will be okay.
Oh, good. So popcorn.
Yeah.
If you do popcorn and then white rice vinegar, this mirin vinegar, and then any sort of spice that you like.
Really?
So I'll do like...
Tell me.
In America, I did this stuff called Mrs. Dash.
Right.
There's... No equivalent here, but just like a mixed spice or even like a bouillon cube type.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you just want something kind of salty and flavorful, and then the vinegar is nice with that. It just kind of...
Again, you can't see my face, but I'm looking unconvinced by that idea. You're telling me you put a stock, just basically put a stock cube on?
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, it just because it's just salty, isn't it?
Yeah, true. That's all you're
after. But you could also do... I've done rice vinegar and then... what is that called? Dill?
I mean...
No? Does that not sound good at all?
I think I'm going to sit to my sweet. I'm now doing the classic thing that I do, which is trying to remove the oil from...
Oh, no.
Because I think I've got the...
So you were mixing everything in a little bowl and everything was going really well.
Yeah, and I just looked at it and thought that there was too much oil in there, so I've just teaspooned some out.
Well, that's impressive that you could get it out. That's good. I mean, well done.
Token effort. Okay. And now you're meant to add, well, I'm just looking at a recipe because I'm just guessing, some sugar. It's meant to be 2 teaspoons. I think that's a bit much. So I'm going to do, well, no, maybe it's 2. Maybe 2 is all right.
So do you taste as you go along when you cook?
I'm about to taste now, okay. Yeah. As long as that's okay for everyone else. I think that's quite good. Yum. Got it. I love all Asian food for that. Sweet and...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, it's really good. I've nailed that.
Yes.
Well done, mate.
So do you cook separate meals for your kids?
Yeah, we do at the moment.
So this is when you would do...
For adults.
Like, after they've gone to bed, pick this one up.
This is like a week night dinner.
And... Do you do meal planning?
No, we do recipe boxes, so that kind of...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Like every week you do a recipe box. Which one do you
use? We use Gusto, which I feel quite strongly is better than the other one in the market, the HelloFresh.
Yeah.
It works. As someone who's like considers himself a foodie, I was really anti going to recipe boxes, but you know what?
But they're good, aren't
they? They're really good. Yeah. They mean that we're eating a variety of interesting food. It, quite honestly, I haven't got the time to think.
Right. And partly, I'm not a very creative cook.
And you're doing the cooking now?
Yeah.
Oh, I do all the cooking.
Yeah, it kind of more came about, didn't it, when we had a baby that I couldn't cook anymore.
And they work for me because I like to follow a recipe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't like to make it up.
And Clemmie likes to make it up. Yeah. So you do, is it Gusto.
Gusto, yeah.
Gusto.
Yeah.
Every single week.
Every week.
Every single week.
Yeah.
And how long have you done that?
Oh, well, a year and a half.
Maybe. Oh, wow.
Like, yes. Yeah, so.
Do they repeat the... This is not an ad, by the
way. It isn't. I have actually done an ad for them before. And
yeah.
Like, when the briefing was like, oh my God, I feel so passionate to be about this. Do they repeat? Not enough. Only in a good way. And you have some favourites that you go back to. But yeah.
And you only do it for the... dots in the house.
Yeah. And they do quite a few 10-minute meals, which are... We really are doing a great sell for them.
Yeah.
Those 10-minute meals are just like, you know, during the week, we just haven't got time. You just need to function. And otherwise, you could end up eating not very healthily, I think.
When I don't meal plan,
I
end up just frozen pizza or, like, canned soup or something.
Yeah, egg on toast. That's my kind of default.
But that's essentially meal planning.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And you still, you don't have to choose. They can just send them to you. But I still pick them the week before the recipes.
Oh, so you sit down on the computer? Yeah, is there an app or something?
Yeah.
And you choose everything you want. So can you just say, just send something, I can't be bothered?
Yeah, so we actually opt to have vegetarian, even though we're not vegetarian.
Yeah.
And then they'll send it. I wonder if, I don't know how much they learn from your choices. So I'd go vegetarian. I usually go kind of what's called world cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have a curry, usually something with noodles and then something in the kind of Lebanese, Moroccan.
And you get that for 5 nights a week?
Three.
Then what do you do the other nights?
I think there's usually one night a week where, well, one of us or other of us is out. So Ben would have... Then this default meal is chicken Kiev.
It's now beans on toast.
Now that you have a third kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have egg on toast.
I'm trying different ways of making beans on toast.
What are your different ways of beans on toast?
I normally have a Worcestershire sauce on top. But
hold on, because I've never actually made beans on toast.
Marmite.
How long have you lived in the UK for?
Nearly 8 years.
Come on.
I know.
Have you eaten hind-pote beans?
Well, yes, because we have that in America. But like you have baked beans like with a hot dog or something.
Well, you wouldn't have beans on toast in America.
No, and you'd never have it for breakfast. Like never have beans for breakfast.
Really? Does that freak you out?
Not anymore.
Do you know what? I'm not a big fan of beans for breakfast.
Really? I like it now. I really do, because it's kind of that sweet, salty thing.
Yeah.
But so I've never actually made beans on toast. Is it literally just a piece of toast and then you pour beans on it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can get
it. Yes, that is what it is.
That's what I mean. You can definitely make it better.
But do you, like, put butter on the... Because Americans... So Americans don't know this.
Butter
so
on the toast.
Okay.
I put Marmite.
Yeah, Marmite's the one.
And then
beans, and then cheese.
And then you put it like, you broil it.
On the grill.
Yeah, okay.
But the beans, if they're hot enough, they melt the cheese. Black pepper is a key.
Cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese?
Cheddar.
Cheddar.
Would you do like Gruyere or something?
I don't think.
That's not done. Okay, but just for the record, Americans don't know that beans on toast is like such a thing.
Oh, I mean, it's everything.
People eat it for dinner.
Yeah.
Adults eat it for dinner.
Yeah, it's like a proper comfort food here.
Yeah. Okay, you're cooking without me, and that's my fault because I'm chatting. So you've put the kale in a steamer.
And underneath are the edamame, so I'm going to boil those and steam the kale on top.
At the same time.
At the same time.
That's clever.
Yeah. Economies of not washing up. Meanwhile, I'm also trying to toast the sesame
seeds.
And then I'm going to cook the salmon.
Nice. And do you do that on the
hob? Yeah, so if I'm feeling...
saucy?
If I'm feeling like I'm going to try and be a bit healthier, I normally bake it, I guess. But let's live a little today.
All right.
And while we were talking, I've put some olive oil on the salmon and some pepper.
And you do skin on?
Yes.
I only do skin on when I forget to buy skin off.
Yeah, but it'd be nice and crispy, won't it?
Yeah, but...
Because I'm going to fry it.
Because here, people tend to always eat the skin, fish skin.
Yeah, does that repulse you?
I mean, I'll eat anything.
There's so many cultural differences, aren't there? It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean,
people do that in America as well, but I feel it's much more common here.
Well, also, Derek loves salmon skin.
Does he?
So, yeah, so he's going to benefit from this.
Are you one of these people that feeds their dog, like, brown rice and...
No.
No, okay.
But leftover salmon skin, he's allowed.
Okay.
Living a dream. Oh, why isn't that not heating up? Thank you. Keep trying to put the salmon on the...
And it's not giving you a good sizzle.
No, it's not giving me a sizzle. And then what will happen is this sesame will suddenly go...
Yep. That always happens.
Yeah, it does.
That's like garlic bread in our house. We put it in the oven and everyone's like, okay, let's remember that we put that in.
And then
you don't notice it until it's burning.
Always.
Yeah. Your job, so you've just gone back to work.
Yeah.
And you work from home or you're in an office?
No, I work from home, so I'm now...
So it doesn't matter where you are.
No, and I think maybe Ben's going to become a stay-at-home dad.
Really?
Oh.
No, it's fine. They're fine.
I think that might be done.
Sesame seeds.
So we don't really... I think I wouldn't need to be in town like 2 or 3 times a week, which I can just do on the train.
And what do you come into town for? Events
or meetings? Good question. Just to do stuff, you know, meetings.
Just shopping.
You still need to meet people face to face.
Yeah.
And because I really, really love London, I'm going to now put the extractor on.
Do it. So you put it all in the pan, skin down.
Yeah.
And do you just leave it?
Yeah, I'm going to try not to touch it for like 3 or 4 minutes.
And then you flip it?
Or yeah, my instinct is to fiddle around with it now, but I know that I shouldn't.
And meanwhile, the kale, did you season the kale at all?
No, I didn't, because that's quite strong, that dressing, I suppose it is.
Yeah. So what do you normally do for lunch? Because you're making this for us at lunchtime.
Yeah, normally I avocado on toast, eggs on toast, soup.
Yeah, you don't get fancy. But you also, do you do a big breakfast as well?
No.
What do you do for breakfast?
I have phases. I'm currently in a muesli phase. But often I really like toast. I spent years like with some disordered eating, not eating toast. And I love toast.
Yeah.
So now I bring it in. Now I eat toast all the time.
Yeah.
I think.
Did you say disordered eating?
Yeah.
You had eating disorders.
Not an eating disorder, but I've now started realizing that I just these stupid rules you have for yourself.
Yeah.
Where I must only have toast at the weekend. Sourdough toast with Marmite is up there with one of my favourite foods. Look how sweet this is. Marmite sent them to us. Can you see them? All of our names.
So Marmite is another thing. That's really cute. Oh, and baby
3,
and now you've got Greta.
Yeah. Aww. And we're currently working through Clemmy over there. I'm just going to check this.
So Marmite is something that Americans don't.
Yeah, do you like it?
I love it.
Do you?
I love it. But it's really common here. I thought it was kind of like a...
niche product.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
I thought it was... Yeah. Or maybe like... something people ate in the 50s or something. And
no, people love it.
Yeah.
It's an institution.
And kids eat it.
Yeah, my kids love it.
Do you know what would be good on popcorn?
Marmite.
Marmite.
But how would you do that? Because it's not the right texture, is it?
You'd have to like melt it into butter. Ooh, here's what you do. Melt some butter. Mix some Marmite into the melted butter.
That I'm more on board with than your...
Well, I might try that tonight.
With my... with whatever you were trying to sell to me.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If we're waiting for a second for things to cook, then can I peek in your fridge?
You may.
So did you organize this just because
you
knew I was
going to look at your bed? No, Ben did yesterday. So we have our food shop come on a Sunday night.
Every week?
Every week.
And
because
so...
my life cannot be held together unless we've got a full fridge. Everything, isn't it?
So you've got cheese dry.
So we have our recipes here.
Oh, so Gusto comes on a Sunday night as well?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay. And then you just have that all ready to go.
Yeah, so we don't touch that one. And then that's fruit and veg. That's cheese.
No, a whole drawer of
and
cheese.
And cold meat.
A drawer of cured meats. And do you do oat milk then?
I alternate between almond and oat. I like it for smoothies.
Oh, do you do smoothies in the morning?
No, but I just sometimes, if I had a big lunch, I sometimes have a smoothie dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And like that's it. Enough?
Well, I mean, when we're talking like a really proper big lunch,
okay.
3-course number.
Okay.
You know, and you're just like...
And you keep your coffee in the fridge?
Yeah, I thought you had to.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Don't you?
I don't.
I mean,
I think it's better.
What's lovely is we're just keeping an empty packet, so we'll get rid of that. You're distracting me quite a bit.
No, I think it stays fresher.
Yeah.
If you keep it in the fridge. But I've never done that.
Haven't you?
Mm-mm. So that's all pretty standard stuff. You've got a lot of chutneys.
But yeah, we're big fans of a condiment.
Yeah. And what do you put your chutney on?
Well, Ben, we're people of routine.
Oh, because you do a curry like once a week.
We do curry and Ben. Oh yeah, but also Ben has a cheese board every Sunday night.
You have a cheese board every Sunday night?
Yeah.
Greta, did you know that? Did you know that? Oh, she almost smiled at me for the record. Almost.
Almost.
So you go buy fresh cheese every week for that?
Every week or every other week, because it lasts.
Every week or every other week. So yeah. Do you try, like, do you get recommendations for new stuff?
You can try it in there, so I just try it.
So you taste it and then...
And then buy it, yeah.
And do you generally stick to something like a hard cheese or a...
I like to have a hard, a soft, a blue.
Yeah.
And then a goat, maybe.
This is literally Ben's favourite conversation.
Yeah. That's what I had last night. I had a hard, a soft, a blue, and a goat. Yeah.
And that's your dinner? Or then yeah, you that, also that, have dinner?
It doesn't dinner. Matter. It doesn't matter if I have dinner or not. I always have a cheese board. Yeah.
Wow.
Even if it's just a little bit. I have a chutney.
Do you have bread or crackers, or you just go for the cheese?
It depends. No, I have bread and crackers. It depends what bread we've got. Generally, yeah. I'm a cracker man. But if there's nice bread, I have bread.
Cracker man.
Yeah.
Because that does sound very cool. To like have a cheese board every week and like mix up
every
your
Sunday,
cheese.
Every Sunday, yeah.
And
Sunday night, yeah.
Why does it have to be Sunday?
Because it's just...
Cheese night?
It's cheese night, yeah.
because it's a bit. I think it comes off the back of, really, if you have a roast dinner on a Sunday at a weird time.
Yeah.
Then you're not quite hungry enough for another meal.
Because a roast dinner you would do at, well, you, like, four?
Yeah.
Well, like, yesterday we had a roast at about two.
Okay.
So we have a big one, pudding, and, you know.
So you always do a roast dinner
in
on a Sunday?
Always,
quite often.
No. No, in the winter we do quite often, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably yesterday.
Then will you clear the table?
Yes.
Oh, house husband.
Ben, clear the table.
I've overcooked the salmon. What a crisis.
So you just pushed on the salmon to test it for doneness. So what are you... No, that's great. But I think a lot of people don't know how to do that. So what are you feeling for when you push it?
Still, actually, it's not too bad. I think some of those other pieces are a bit overdone.
So if you pushed on the salmon, could you tell if it wasn't finished?
I can guess that two of those are in a better place than the other two.
Just by pushing on it?
I think so.
Can you do that with meat as well? I mean, I know that like technically you one could do it, but can you personally?
I think maybe I could without even realising. I've really been brought up, my family are massive, massive foodies.
Okay.
So...
Cooks and foodies or just
Yeah,
foodies?
Both cooks and foodies.
I mean, Pam's dad's an amazing
cook. Yeah, my grandmother was an amazing cook.
So what kind of things did they
So
cook?
My dad is... Actually, he can cook everything, but he probably errs towards quite classic French cooking.
And what did your mum cook as well?
Yeah, she did. I think for mum... Unfortunately, and I now appreciate it more, she had to, one of five, she had to cook, you know, for us every night.
Probably you are one of five.
I'm one of five. I'm the eldest of five. It probably...
I didn't realise you were the eldest of five.
It probably took the edge off it, you know, because it was in a day when there probably wasn't as much inspiration for cooking and having to try and force five kids to eat healthy food.
And did you all eat the same foods growing up, or did they do a separate dinner?
Well, no, my parents always ate separate dinner, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Would they sit down with you at dinner time?
No, because we would have eaten early, and then my dad was always commuting into London, and so he would never have been home in time to have kids' dinner.
Yeah. And then your mum...
Would have eaten with him.
Yeah.
But then divorce, not that that's...
So then there were two households.
Yeah.
And you did both parents cook?
Yes, and actually my stepdad is a really good cook as well. So, okay. So actually I've always had men who, which is maybe quite unusual.
Men who
cook. Are really good cooks.
Yeah. Well, my husband loves cooking because his dad always...
Cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine, yeah.
I think sometimes you need that.
And also for my family, like, eating meals is literally the centre of our lives.
Yeah.
We talk about what we're having for lunch when we're eating breakfast.
And yeah.
Yeah, so I can't imagine it not being any other way.
So what is your favourite meal from childhood? Like, is there anything you...
Spaghetti bolognese.
Okay. Is that... Do you use your mum or dad's recipe for
no,
that?
No, again, it's funny because my brother came over the other day. He's a couple of years...
The singer?
Yeah, Charlie.
The good-looking singer.
Good-looking singer, Charlie Cunningham. He came over. Really sweet, actually. I really appreciated it, if you ever listen to this, Charlie. He just messaged me and said, can I come over and cook the whole family spaghetti bolognese?
Aww.
Save you a job. And he cooked a very
That's
good...
That's so sweet.
I know, it was really nice.
So where is he on the...
He's the one after me.
Okay.
He's
so were you guys closer than
you
were?
Yeah, no,
we're
all close in different ways. Quite fascinating when you have that many children to see where the similarities come with each sibling.
Yeah. Is Charlie a good cook then?
Yeah. I mean, they are all good cooks. My sister... my sister is really interesting, actually. So she's the third one down. She's borderline vegan or very... Yeah. She's borderline vegan.
Yeah.
But she does something called food therapy. So in the same mindset as art therapy, where you get troubled children to cook, to do art, she teaches them to cook. And through that is able to understand a lot about the trauma that's going on in their homes.
So does she have a degree in psychology
she worked,
or something?
She worked for a kids' company who were... they've folded now, but who... specialised in helping kids in underprivileged situations. And then she did, she is really qualified. I don't know what she's qualified in.
But her full-time job
So she's
is
kind
to
of, she's basically sp-
spearheading this. So she works with schools.
So it's her idea.
Yeah, it's her thing.
Okay.
To go into schools. And it's really interesting, actually, because, and again, if you ever listen to Suze, I'm getting it wrong, sorry. because actually, these kids from these underprivileged backgrounds are coming to school hungry as well.
Yeah.
So if you can both, A, that's teach them
two to birds, one stone,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, to cook and to be able to fend for themselves. I haven't made enough of this. But also be able to understand, have a glimpse into their family life.
Yeah.
It's double win.
And also teach a skill.
Yeah, and it's something, you know, it just puts them in a very safe space where they often open up. If you're not academically thriving, but actually you can, yeah, make dough.
Yeah.
It's really amazing what she's doing.
So you've beautifully plated these bowls. So you've done bag rice.
Bag rice. If you're not doing that, you're not living, because
you're wasting too much time making rice. There is the waste. If the bags were biodegradable, that'd be great. So you've done basmati rice.
Yep.
And then the kale that has no flavor, seasoning because the sauce goes on.
Yep.
So you've done steamed kale.
Yep.
And then edamame.
Yep.
Beans. And then
salmon.
The salmon beautifully
lounging.
That's the word I was looking for. Lounging on the bed of kale.
And then toasted sesame.
And toasted sesame seeds. Oh, but then the sauce you poured over the whole
thing.
The whole thing.
And I think about this is one of those recipes, I think, when you've had a slightly heavy weekend, that's probably why I haven't. That it's
you're bringing up my heavy weekend.
No, for oneself. This is a real, like, Ben, when he needs comfort, goes for indulgent food, and this is the food that I crave when I'm feeling
dodgy.
Yeah,
okay.
So yeah, sushi or something like this, really pared down, cleansing.
Yeah, rice and fish.
Yeah, I'm going to do that thing that's going to annoy you.
What?
I'm going to swap my knife for a spoon. We have massive rows about this. I would like to eat everything out of a bowl with a spoon. Fork and spoon.
I love eating everything out of a bowl.
I'm a plate, knife and fork kind of guy.
And also, I eat all puddings and yogurts and things with a teaspoon.
But that's nice, though, because you can go really slowly.
Yeah, exactly, to try and slow myself down, be a bit more mindful, but he finds it annoying.
Yeah.
Colour on that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really pretty. This smells really good.
I'm wondering if I want
Okay, here, we're going to do it. You've already dug in.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm from a big family.
Yeah, you just
got to plough on to get the second portion.
Mmm.
Yeah, it's good.
Mmm, that crusty skin is nice. The flavours are really good. And that wasn't that much work, was it?
No, it really wasn't. If I wasn't talking, you can whip that up in about the time it takes to cook salmon, basically.
And that's really nice with the sesame seeds. And the kale is soft, because how long did you steam it?
No idea. As long as we were talking for.
So, Clemmie, you have a fork in your left hand.
Yep.
And a spoon in your right hand. Mm. And you've just put a big spoonful in with your right hand, but then you still had the fork in your left hand.
Mm.
So is this a big family thing, or is this just a Clemmie thing?
I don't know. Is that weird? I've just replaced a knife with a spoon.
Yeah. Did you not realise that?
That's unusual. I don't know.
So you're using the fork as a knife.
No, I'm using the fork as a fork.
Well, you're using
the fork. No, you're not.
But you're not. Yeah,
so
you're using the fork.
You're using the spoon as a spoon.
You're using the spoon as a fork and the fork as a knife.
Okay.
Right. No, don't change. No. Don't ever change.
No, but it's an interesting observation about myself.
No,
really,
but
you should swap the fork with a knife.
So am I basically being like a child?
And then swap your knife and your spoon around.
What?
So you should have a spoon in your left hand and...
No.
You should have a...
But if you're eating a dessert, you'd always have your spoon in the right hand.
But are you eating a dessert?
No.
Yeah. You should have your spoon in your left hand and a knife in your right hand.
I'm just really lazy.
No, it's not lazy. It's just interesting, because I would. So, as an American, I would do. So Americans do, cut. No, but not upside down. Oh, I don't even know how to eat American anymore.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh God, I've been gone too long.
You have to be taught that way up for one.
No, so this is a British thing. That
no,
that is British.
Why? What would Americans do?
Yeah, because look, you have to eat this.
This. Americans don't use their fork like that.
But that's it goes like this. Like classic dining, isn't it?
But I actually don't know how an American cuts food. I've confused myself entirely.
This is really mind blowing.
Do you hold your left-handed?
I'm so confused.
That's awful. Look at you.
No, I don't think that's what they do. But it's a lot of like swapping. You cut one way and then you swap and then you take a bite and then you swap back.
No, you don't.
No, I'm not joking.
You're talking rubbish.
I'm not. I swear. But here, I think
Americans would be better using the clemmy method then.
They would be better using
it. Yeah. Guys, as a nation, you're welcome to have it.
You can get Clemmy's Asian salmon bowl recipe by going to friendswithrecipes.org. And Clemmy can be found on Instagram as Clemmy_Telford. You can find this podcast on Instagram as Friends with Recipes. Please share, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast as it makes a real difference and is truly appreciated. A big thanks to Clemmy for being on the show. You know, I asked her after our chat if she was happy with how the recording went. Apparently, she was quite pleased.
I've nailed that.
Yes.
Well done, mate.
You totally nailed it, Clemmy. Tune in next week for another episode of Friends with Recipes. See you then.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.